recording. So it is Saturday the 18th of June 2016 and we're in the Cumberland Museum and Archives. And what's your name?
Gordon Shepherd.
Great. And where have you travelled from for the weekend?
I've travelled from Vancouver, Richmond actually.
Great. Lovely. So thank you very much, Gordon. And the first question is, are you or were you part of the labour movement?
Yes, I have always been part of the labour movement in my working life as a union member on most jobs. I retired recently, and that's 11 years ago, and I'm happy to be in retirement.
Great. Can you tell me about your first experience of Miners' Memorial Weekend? What year did you first attend?
Well, exactly, I believe it was about 8 years ago, and I came here as a representative for the local that I belong to, and laid a bouquet at the gravesite of Ginger Goodwin, and we just continued to do that on an annual basis.
Very good. Have you got any particular memorable moments from those 8 years?
Well, I do have, yes, I certainly remember, the amount of people that turned out. I thought was quite a good, turnout on each year that I had been here, and the diversity of, the people that came here, from, the First Nations people to immigrants that showed up, and then learning about the history of, what the struggle had meant here in Cumberland and whatnot, and making sure that it was kept strong for, future generations to understand and learn from.
So what do you think will be the legacy for future generations of Miners' Memorial Weekend?
Well, I think that hopefully they would learn that just because you have something that you may think is a good thing for you as an individual, may not be enough to make sure that you're going to have a job as future moves forward. And, jobs will be eliminated in the future rather than, carried on. And that should be a concern to anybody working now. So what you have for, you have to fight to hang on, because we've lost more in recent years that had been fought for over the last 100 years. And, that will continue unless you stand up and fight to hold on to what you have.
Absolutely. Do you have a favorite figure from BC labor history?
Well, I suppose, the one that I know the most about is Ginger Goodwin. And because he was such an activist and, someone that stood up for people that he helped organize and whatnot, he showed that, you could create an organization that could fight back against the employer. And, to me, that was a strong symbol of fight for what you have. If you don't, they'll take more away. So, you still have to do that today, even maybe more now so today, because there are far more people looking for that one or two jobs that may pay a decent wage.
Okay, do you remember how old you were when you first started thinking about labor history and the labor movement and labor issues?
Well, I think that I'd have been about 16 years old, because the jobs that I got then were union jobs. They paid good, in the early or mid 50s. There was lots of employment, which paid decent wages at the time as compared, to what they may get today. And, I learned from, on-the-job workers that had the experience of being unionized and whatnot, and what it meant. And, just if standing together, we were much stronger than as one individual, trying to, I guess, if nothing else, impress the employer that you might have been a good person to continue to keep employed. But, you know, I don't know whether that's what you have to do today in order to keep your job, but certainly they can, you know, dismiss you at any time. So you have to have some kind of collective contractual agreement in order to have some protection.
Absolutely. So you've kind of touched on some of those things, but what do you think are the main issues facing working people today?
Well, the main issues I see is that you have to be able to provide, work for an employer that that you can do well, be someone that can be depended upon, and make sure that you do your job as a good worker, right? By doing those things that you should be compensated well for, and generally do your job as required, basically.
And kind of summing up now, do you think labor history matters?
Certainly it matters. If you don't know where you came from, you're certainly going to suffer where you're going, because you have to know what was out there and what you're trying to hold on to. If you don't do that, you're going to lose a lot more than has already been lost. So, you cannot let that happen. And
is there anything else you'd like to add that we haven't covered?
I certainly, know a lot more because I spent 50 years of my life working. I think that's a lot of years contributed to society and whatnot. I was able to maintain a reasonable lifestyle, although certainly in retirement I am not doing that well, because they seem to be wanting to take away from my retired life that I didn't expect or count on, really. But I mean, that's maybe just the way that the environment is, that they're allowed to do that, and I don't like it. But I still continue to be active and support, the union movements, because I know that that's the only protector out there that will allow me to have some chance of retaining some of the things that I still have. So. There are many things in the labor movement that, you get a job and with the union to help you, get the things, a good wage, some benefits and whatnot, is becoming rarer and rarer in the country, and that's not a good thing. Unions aren't the problem, they're the ones that... work to provide workers with some kind of dignity and something to, keep what you have, basically.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.